Unit 5, page 50, exercise 3.
Youth unemployment is a big issue across Europe. Recent figures show that 7 out of 10 young people in the UK spend at least 6 months out of work between leaving school and starting their first job. Some young people can spend as much as 18 months looking for work. Joining me to discuss this is Louisa Ward, who works for a youth charity in the UK. Louisa, tell us what you do.
Well, we try to work with young people from all backgrounds to help them find a job which suits them. But we focus on those who come from disadvantaged areas. Those from wealthier families have more opportunities to succeed, so they don't need our help as much. But our research suggests that less wealthy students, those who don't have much money, can really struggle to find work.
I see. So you do most of your work in inner city areas?
Yes, that's right. We do have some agents in the countryside, but we don't do much work in those areas. Most of our work takes place in towns and cities. We work with NEETs, which means people who are not in education, employment or training. We try to work with hard-to-reach people whose parents don't have money for the basic things in life, like food and clothes. We give them chances that they might not otherwise get access to.
What do you do to help them?
We work with a number of different partners, including sports teams and businesses. So, some of the people we have helped have learnt the value of teamwork and cooperation through rugby. For others, we have found placements in large companies where they have gained valuable work experience. These placements help students get a feeling of self-worth.
A feeling of self-worth? Mm. What do you mean by that?
Well, it shows them that they are important members of the community, that what they do has an effect on other people. They are part of something and they grow in confidence. But that's only one side of our work. Actually, most of what we do is on a more personal level.
I see. Such as?
Well, we give advice on writing CVs, interview skills, dealing with work-related problems. You know, it can be quite stressful if you've never worked before and suddenly you have to be part of a team and have responsibilities. Some people struggle to make friends or find it difficult to respect the people in charge. We also work with younger teenagers, encouraging them to stay in school and achieve better grades.
It sounds like you have your hands full.
Yes, we are very busy, doing lots of different things, but it is very rewarding. What we are doing is breaking the cycle. We hope the kids of the people we are working with today won't face the same challenges their parents did.
That's great. Louisa Ward, thank you for joining me.